From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There is a severe maintenance backlog in the National Park Service, and that is one of the things U.S. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt is quite likely to be asked about when he testifies before a House subcommittee later today. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
The National Parks Service says it can't afford to keep its parks looking like what people expect. So visitors to Voyageurs National Park in Minnesota will likely see some rundown campsites, boat docks, and trails. John Garter is with the advocacy group National Parks Conservation Association.
These funding problems really threaten not just the integrity of the cultural and natural resources that make parks so special, but also of the tourism economy that is so important.
More people have been visiting national parks, but parks budgets haven't kept up. And in its 2020 budget proposal, the White House is proposing funding cuts. Kathy DeCoster at the nonprofit Trust for Public Land worries it's not just maintenance in national parks that could be affected by these budget cuts.
The Department of Interior's budget proposal zeroes out the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and so places we're working, like along the Chattahoochee River, cultural trails in Hawaii, won't be protected.
The National Park Service says the cost of all its deferred maintenance right now, almost $12 billion. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.